Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to Mailbag Monday. Angel, we've got some great questions that have come in, so let's just jump in the middle of it.
Let's do it. Sometimes when my husband and I really are arguing, I will just walk away to another room and shut the door gently. Yeah, right. I had a door gently. My husband sometimes gets even more mad when I do this, but I know that anything I'm about to say is going to make things worse.
Work or worse? Three, two, one. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to Mailbag Monday, buddy. We are loaded today. So, Angel, let's jump into this, okay? Get that first question out.
I'm trying. Okay, sometimes when my husband and I are really arguing, I will sometimes just walk away to another room and shut the door. My husband sometimes gets even more mad when I do this, but I know that anything I'm about to say is going to make things worse.
Well, that sounds right, but it's not biblical. Jesus never walked away from anything. He engaged everything that was going south. And you got to stay face to face, and you do what the Bible says. You speak slow, and you speak soft. Be quick to hear, slow to wrath. We got some rules. So I don't care what's being said, just stay real calm. Well, sugar, I don't agree with that. I think that's incredibly stupid. And just stay real slow. I know people are laughing, but I'm telling you the truth. We've all been through it. Like, just speak slow, speak soft, be quick to hear, and slow to wrath. It's in the Bible. And the only way you'll ever win it, because if you storm off, oh, man, you just stoked a fire. Don't think that's going to calm them down. It's going to make them 10 times worse, just like she said. Because you didn't solve it. You walked away from it. Hey, where are you going? Hey, we. And people get mad, shut the door, get in the car, peel the tires out of the driveway. And, and it's not good. You don't do that. The way you solve a problem is by doing what Jesus did. You engage it face to face.
But you have to be careful, because in the South, where I'm from, you can say things that sound nice, but they are cutting like this. You are so ugly.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So
you have to learn some sentences. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. We'll have to give that some thought.
Yeah, seriously, walking away, that infuriates me.
Oh man, don't ever walk away.
Yeah, because it's not like biblical. Look, I mean, don't look. My mother is notorious. She will hang up the phone on you. And it makes my brother and I so mad.
Yeah.
And so one day, my brother and I were kind of having a strong discussion, and the phone died. And he called me back. He goes, "Did you hang up that phone on me?" And I go, "Oh, no. I will be on this phone till Jesus comes or this is resolved."
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's, you know, first of all, calling names, hitting below the belt, you know, that's not fair. Stick to the issue.
It's Matthew 18:19. You got to go. You got a problem with somebody. You go one on one with them. Mm-hmm. You don't walk away. You don't go telling people across the fence. You stick with them. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get this solved.
Don't tell your relatives.
No.
Fix it amongst yourselves.
Yes, and that means it's going to be totally fixed right now. But don't run from it. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. We're going to have to figure out what to do about that.
Right.
Because I haven't changed my mind. So what I'm thinking. I've said that's a problem. We're going to have to work on this. Mm-hmm. So give me some time to think about it, and I'll get back with you tomorrow. And just go talk about something else. Go eat your meatloaf and mashed potatoes and green peas and watch a ball game or something. Do something normal.
Right. Joe, my husband often asks me questions about past relationships I had. Honestly, I was definitely not living for God. Is it better to hold stuff back or tell everything? He says he wants honesty, but then he gets mad when I tell him things.
Don't tell him nothing.
No. Don't. Because then what he doesn't realize is he's going to have to work through it, and it's worse.
Yeah, he has no business knowing anything about your past.
Mm-hmm.
When you marry somebody, you're trying to build a future with somebody. I do not have a time machine. I can't not go into the past and change anything. So whatever happened, there's nothing I can do about it except get mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I be frustrated and consumes my mind. No, I don't want anything about your past. I would like to spend the rest of my life with you. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you kissed, who you had sex with, what you did. I don't want to know. I believe God's brought us together to build a future.
Right.
The minute you go into the past, it's like walk through a graveyard. There's nothing but dead bones back there, and it's not going to be good. Nothing good will ever come out of going into the past. So I tell her, I said, no, he didn't need to know.
And it's very unfair because it's just like asking God to forgive us. And then if God said, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
It would be horrible. It's so unfair because the past, she's forgiven from.
Yes.
Let it go.
I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. There is no record of my past in heaven. That book with all my past has been washed by the blood of Jesus, soaked in blood.
And let's play the scenario out. What good could come from that?
None.
Absolutely none.
None. What do you want? No. You want to make me feel? How you think I'm going to make you feel better telling you I've had other relationships or whatever? That's not going to do anything for you. It's just going to make you mad. The fact you're asking shows what a infantile, thumb-sucking, two-year-old you are to begin with. Because can't fix that.
Mm-mm.
So we should have settled this wherever we said I do. Everybody that gets married has got a past. Everybody. And you can't change it.
And listen, the fact that she said yes to you,
it should
show you that you're the man she wants.
Yes.
So
quit
trying to dig up the ones she didn't.
Oh, man. Good. Put that on the bumper sticker. That's good.
Yeah.
That's so good. God bless.
All right, now this next question is somewhat similar, but a different kind of wrinkle, I guess, from what we were just talking about. So here's this question. Nearly 10 years ago, I was on a trip and was unfaithful to my wife. I have beat myself up about it ever since. I can hardly touch it with my thoughts because of feeling guilty about it. This is not a lifestyle. It was a one-time failure that I would never allow to happen again. I'm unsure if telling my wife about it will help at this point. Do I owe it to my wife to tell her about it? Yikes.
Well, that's a $64,000 question.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend, number one, you talk to your pastor and share that
and
see what he says. And the reason I say that, pastors have an anointing on it. They're not perfect people. There are no perfect people. But there's an anointing to give an answer to things. So I've always loved my pastors, prayed for them. I've never had a perfect pastor, but I've had great ones. And so there's times like, what do I do about this? Because I don't want to bury anything because it's doing what it's doing to you right now. It's coming up. Until I get it out of me, it's going to keep coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Until I can deal with it, it's going to come up. So there would be times, and I have told couples, you need to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to clean the slate.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't handle it, then we're going to have to deal with it, whatever it comes out. But this won't go away. The fact that it's still coming up in you, it needs to be dealt with. The only way you deal with sin is confess it. From Matthew, Mark, Luke, the only way to deal with sin is confess it.
Mm-hmm.
Confess your sins. Confess. Listen, I was a doofus and I sinned and I messed up and I'm sorry. You know, it's a one-time deal and I need to tell you. And so because there's several things that come into play. Number one, was it protected sex? Was it unprotected? There's a million things that start happening. Do you still have a relationship with this person? They still call you every now and then? Do they see you at work? Do they still live in the same town? Because it's a train track moving 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But if truth, the only thing that'll set you for truth will set you free. You need to tell them, no, I had an affair. I was stupid. It was wrong. It was a sin. It was a long time ago. But it won't leave me, and I got to get it out of me. And so I can't let the devil have this foothold in my life. I need to repent. So the only way I can do this is tell you. And that would be one of the ways I would handle it, but I'm not your pastor. So I'd say go to your spiritual father and tell him, see what he says. He may say the same thing, but stick with it as legally as you can because it won't go away. It will not go away.
Didn't you have a couple that she confessed?
Yes. Had an affair 3 years earlier. 9/11 had happened. She grew up Pentecost. She thought Jesus was coming. So at a dinner table, she had a one-night affair with somebody after a church function. And she said, honey, I need to tell you something. 3 years ago, I had an affair with a guy in the back seat after church. And he went nuts and lifted the table and threw food to the floor and slapped her to the ground and stormed out of the house. And went out, got drunk, had an affair with a woman he met. And so they separated for a year. And I knew them both very well, and they called, what are we going to do? And I said, well, And it was odd because it's so odd how sin happens. And so the wife said, she said, why do you think I did it? And why do you think I sinned? And she's crying. She's broke. Her marriage is busted. She's living with her family, you know, miles away. So why do you think I did it? I said, well, you wanted to. Nobody makes you sin. Everybody sins because they want to sin. And you got to realize there is pleasure in sin for a season, but it's got death attached to it. So it's trying to kill you until you confess it. It will not leave you.
Mm-hmm.
It's on you big time. You got to get it out of you. What is it? Look, it's kind of like being buck naked in the middle of the interstate and unashamed. What is it? Did you do that? Yep, but I repented of it and God forgave me. There's no record of it in heaven. So being the non-pastor, I said, the sooner you confess it, the sooner you're going to get it dealt with because it's going to mess with you. Mm-hmm. It will not leave you.
I think there's some things that certainly we couldn't handle properly in a podcast, and this would be one of those things.
Yeah, that's
that
absolutely
I would
true.
Strongly suggest you go to your
go
pastor.
To your pastor. Yeah.
Yeah,
wisdom and a multitude of counselors.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
it is very tough.
Yes,
and but there's a difference between something that happened prior to your marriage and
yeah,
something that
completely.
Happens during your
totally
marriage.
Totally different.
Because
totally different.
During your marriage, you've made a covenant.
Yes.
So it's a very different issue.
A covenant's a serious word. You promised to die for that individual, and you violated that. So the only way you can get rid of a sin is to repent of it. You cannot get sin out of your mouth, out of your heart, unless it comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The only way a human anywhere in the world can get sin out of their heart is through their mouth. You have to repent mm-hmm. of that sin.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's got you by the throat, and it won't leave you alone.
So true.
Mm.
So very true.
That's good.
Hey, Joe, let's talk about our partners for just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I was just thinking today as I was sitting here, we were getting set up, just how grateful I am for them. You know, they have helped us to purchase this equipment.
Yes.
To pay a staff, to send out these messages that help marriages. Did you know that this podcast is growing on an average of 1,000 people a month?
I know.
That we're reaching. People are hungry to see their relationships healed and whole.
And people don't have, they don't pay to get this. This stuff's free, man. But somebody had to buy the equipment and pay to be on. And it's like, we're doing a phenomenal job. Great stewards. But man, we could not do this without partners.
We couldn't.
This would not be happening without partners.
No,
we weren't able to do this.
We absolutely could not. So I just want to say thank you so much.
Yes.
I know that you're giving above and beyond when you choose to give.
Yes.
But I want you to know that it is making a difference. Relationships, family, in these last days are so important.
There, it's critical in the last days.
So please, thank you for your giving. If you want to become a partner, please just check out joemcgee.com. Joe has a little video. And so
tells you what we do, how we do it. It's real short,
short. Yeah.
This is what we do, how we do it, and how you can help us get it done.
And also, we have so many good resources in our store at
yes.
joemcgee.com. So please check it out. But again, thank you. Thank you for joining us every Monday. On Wednesday and Friday, we also have different podcasts, Wednesday Lifestyle and Friday's Heroes of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining us. We love you guys, and we're so grateful for you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.